Well, listeners of a certain age will remember that before television, radio was one of the most popular forms of entertainment here in America. But that doesn't have to be a thing of the past, thanks to Lansing's Audio Air Force. It performs classic radio pieces for a live audience, and they're putting on a free performance this Friday evening at the Mica Gallery in Old Town Lansing. Joining us to tell us more and give us a little preview, Dave Downing, founder of the Audio Air Force. Good to see you, Dave.
Morning, Mark.
And Katrina Daniels is program director of the Mica Gallery in Old Town. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Dave, you're a radio guy from way back. I can't even remember the first time we crossed paths. It was.
I'll never tell. It'll be our secret.
I won't. Okay, our dirty little secret. You've been in the business a long time. When and how did you get this idea to start the Audio Air Force?
Well, I've been doing audio theater for probably 30 some years. When I was working at LCC, in teaching broadcasting and working with the audio and. Performing arts department there, and then got involved with the National Audio Theater Festivals that do workshops around the country. Did that for several years, and then when I retired from LCC, I just really missed doing audio theater, so decided, well, why not? Let's see if it'll work here.
How does a performance work here for someone who's never been to one? I'm sitting here imagining... I'm kind of flashing on a Prairie Home Companion
exactly.
with Garrison Keillor and the sound effects and the weird voices and everything.
It's the same concept. He's improved on the old time radio way of doing things quite a bit, but it's general concept. You have the actors doing the lines, and you have live music on one side of the stage, and you'll have a crew. Where we don't have somebody as talented as Garrison Keillor has to do sound effects verbally, we have a crew that does...
Fred Newman, right?
Yeah, Fred Newman does sound effects by using objects.
And we're gonna sample here some of the Audio Air Force's sounds that they create. And Dave, you're gonna share help us with that. How is this performance suited? Is the Mica Gallery well suited to a performance of the Audio Air Force?
Oh, absolutely.
Katrina,
yeah,
it seemed like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. So our mission is actually to use quality arts programming for community development. And last year, I was lucky enough to go to the Pump House in East Lansing, and I saw War of the Worlds with Audio Air Force, and I just loved it, and I thought it was fantastic. And we do a lot of performance art and theater at Mica Gallery, but afterwards, I found Dave and said, listen, I think this is fantastic. I haven't seen this. Can we bring this to Mica? And so... Yeah, we're making it
reality. So here we are Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a clip from a couple of past performances. The first one here is from Casablanca. Let's hear it.
That's what she said, Sam. Nobody can play as time goes by like you.
Aren't you going to stop drinking and go to bed, boss?
Of all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, she walks into mine. No. Play as time goes by, Sam.
Oh, I don't think I can remember it, boss.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it. I got a date with a memory.
Oh, a classic line from a classic film. Let's hear another one here. This is from a performance here called Homefront, and it's a scene where someone's being rescued from a fire. It's a good example of your use of sound effects.
Oh, thank God you found her. And now, careful now. Lift her gently. That's it. Okay, boys, get into Memorial Hospital fast.
Let's go.
Hey, where'd that guy go?
So what'd you do there to create the sound of the fire, Dave?
We had, believe it or not, we had cellophane and newspaper
okay.
that were crumbled up in the background.
Yeah.
And we had three people doing that. We had somebody who actually had a small car door that was used to slam. And then, of course, we had the car that was recorded. And
The siren?
And the siren was recorded
okay.
as well.
Okay, that was recorded.
Those were drop-ins.
Well. Dave Downing is our guest, the founder of the Audio Air Force. Also, Katrina Daniels, program director of Mica Gallery in Old Town, where the Audio Air Force is performing Arsenic and Old Lace here Friday evening. What did you enjoy most about the experience when you saw the Orson Welles show?
You know, I think that we're so inundated by visuals. When you go to see film, we're so inundated by just explosions and these big CGI kind of action elements all the time. And with Dave's performance with Audio Air Force, you really sit back and your imagination takes over.
Yeah.
And I also found the sound effects just to be, they're so innovative, and it was really, really charming. And it was something I had never experienced before. And maybe other generations have, you know, have sort of grown up with it, but I thought it was just fantastic.
The theater of the mind.
Yeah, right? It's something that we as a culture have become a lot more visually oriented. When you go to movies, it's, you know, a lot of computer generated graphics, which is great. But you have, you know, lost the imagination, the theater of the mind, as you mentioned. When we do demonstrations, we do things like we'll have a door that closes, and then we ask people, what did you just hear? Well, everybody heard a door closing, but some people hear a big door, some people hear a kitchen door, some people have a door to a bedroom, some people hear a door going outside.
Mm.
So everybody hears the same thing, but everybody's experience is slightly different.
Yeah, the other appealing thing about this, and I've noticed this on the increase in recent decades, is that people have become more and more accustomed to seeing what is going on behind the scenes. And there's a real appeal for that. There's always been appeal for that for me. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a period in television where all you would see is what the camera showed you. But then there was a period where, I don't know if it was Saturday Night Live, I think it was actually before that, where the camera would show the cameras shooting, you know, you're seeing more and more of what's going on behind the scenes. And I think there's just an attraction to that whole thing. Dave, you've brought some materials with you that are used to make some of these sound effects. You're going to give us a demonstration. Tell us the sound effect and then make the sound. Maybe our listeners can try to guess what materials you're using. You got
okay,
a few examples
here.
Okay,
let me just do the sound and have you figure out what noise it is.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. I hear a duck quacking.
That's exactly what
that
I was
could
thinking.
Be a duck. It's, yeah. It's a chicken.
Oh, okay, a chicken clucking.
It's a lot easier to get a chicken to cluck on cue this way than it is to have a chicken in the studio.
Okay, go.
This is just a solo cup with a string through the middle of it, and I have a slightly damp sponge, and wrap the sponge around the string, and then just kind of pinch it and pull.
I mean, I wish you could see this, because I would never have, I mean, how in the world? Somebody actually figured that out.
It's amazing.
It's a red solo drink cup with a string stuck in the bottom of it, and Dave is kind of yanking on the string.
Yeah.
With a wet sponge, and it's creating that clucking sound. Give a lay another whistle.
Oh, this is another one. Maybe we can get you to help on this one, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Whoops. We'll do that one. Okay, now what I want you to do is to take this and shake it up, and then just hold it right by the microphone. Ready?
Just shake it up real good and hold it by the microphone. Okay.
Sound like thunder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
These are just BBs inside of a party balloon.
So a couple of blown-up balloons with BBs inside it. We shook them, and then as that kind of...
It really sounds like a storm is rolling in.
Yeah, really well done. And we've got one more.
Yeah, one more. This is... we were talking about War of the Worlds. We had War of the Worlds. It would have been so easy just to create an audio effect for the flying saucers, but we thought it would be more fun and more visual to do for the audience if we had somebody do the sound of the...
And describe how you're creating that.
Long
plastic tubes.
Yeah, it's a long plastic tube that has ridges in it, and it's a kid's toy, and you just twirl it around and makes that noise.
Well, Dave Downing, founder of the Audio Air Force, we're up against the clock, I'm sorry to say, but we did have the great demonstrations here. Dave Downing of the Audio Air Force and Mica Gallery's program director, Katrina Daniels. It's Arsenic and Old Lace by the Audio Air Force, Friday evening at 7 o'clock at Mica. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.